Welcome to Faith and Freedom. We hope to inform, inspire, and encourage you to stand up for faith and freedom as we discuss victories and challenges in the courts, in public policy, and in the culture. Faith and Freedom is brought to you by Liberty Counsel, a litigation, education, and policy organization. Join us now as we address the latest cultural issues across America and around the world.
Liberty Counsel has filed an appeal to the Court of Appeals challenging the district court's dismissal of its lawsuit against GuideStar. Liberty Counsel's lawsuit challenges GuideStar over its false and defamatory so-called hate group label that it placed on the GuideStar's Liberty Counsel page, along with a number of other nonprofit organizations. We're going to be talking about it on Faith and Freedom. I'm Matt Staver, founder and chairman of Liberty Counsel. Joining me is Matt Barber, the founder of barbedwire.com, and Holly Mead, the director of communications for Liberty Counsel. Matt, our lawsuit challenged GuideStar under the federal Lanham Act, along with some other state law violations. It's on this narrow issue of the federal Lanham Act that the lower court judge made the ruling, and it was on a very narrow issue within that, and that is whether the message that GuideStar posted on its Facebook constituted commercial speech. If yes, you go on to the next series of questions. If no, then there's no case. The judge ultimately found that that message, that speech, was not commercial speech. We take issue with that.
Yeah, it's inexplicable. I mean, here, GuideStar is informing potential donors to a nonprofit corporations. You know, you're incorporated as a nonprofit. So it really is kind of inexplicable. But I saw many of the anti-Christian extremist groups and others touting this as a big victory and saying Liberty Counsel has lost, you know, the case and it's been thrown out and this and that. And, well, the case is now clearly anything but over, as Liberty Counsel has rightly appealed this case to the next level.
And you have to remember, I mean, what GuideStar did, you know, is to cause financial harm, not only to Liberty Counsel, but more than 40 other nonprofit organizations when they're partnering, so to speak, with the Southern Poverty Law Center.
And that was their intent.
Yeah, exactly. And they're, you know, it's supposed to be a neutral organization that you go there to find information to decide where you're going to donate your money. And not only that, but the CEO of GuideStar has very clearly come out as a very left person with beliefs, you know, pro-abortion, pro-homosexual, and all that as well.
Yeah, and they partnered with the Southern Poverty Law Center to get this information. They slapped that label on 46 organizations, including Liberty Counsel. They have temporarily removed that, but they are still looking for ways to put that information on, repost that information. They also said that they will provide this information to anybody who requests it. Mm-hmm. Now, we also know that they clearly intended to cause harm.
Exactly.
You have to ask yourself, why would you put it there? This is an organization that lists nonprofit organizations. It gives the IRS filings so that people can look at these different nonprofits. If they have questions that they want to donate, that's a kind of a clearinghouse, a neutral clearinghouse. And that's what it used to be, a neutral clearinghouse, a neutral information source. But now they have injected themselves into the culture wars by its president, Harold Jacob, who is a left-wing activist. And on the same page where they put this SPLC label with the SPLC logo, by the way, saying that this group has been designated as a hate group by the Southern Poverty Law Center, it's obviously intended to steer potential donors away from that organization. And on the same page, Matt, they also have ways that you can click and contribute to or pay higher services to GuideStar so that you can get premium service from GuideStar. So they're soliciting information to people, information, they're trying to get donations, they're trying to get financial support for GuideStar, all on the same page. It's clearly commercial.
Yeah, that's a commercial action right there on the very same page. But lest anyone think that this is our interpretation, that we think that their intent, the Southern Poverty Law Center, and by extension, GuideStar, in partnering with the SPLC, with the radical left-wing extremist at the helm at GuideStar, let's put it in Mark Potok's own words. Mark Potok was a senior fellow for 20 years with the Southern Poverty Law Center. He said this: sometimes the press will describe us as monitoring hate groups. I want to say plainly that our aim in life is to destroy these groups, completely destroy them. So there's no gray area here. Is they're mad. Right. I mean, this is their goal. And this hate group label is intended. It's aimed, targeted directly at how do nonprofits survive by gifts and donations. And, it's because it's a nonprofit.
And SPLC,
they want to shut that down.
And yeah. SPLC sends out fundraiser letters and they say essentially the same thing. They show how in the past they have filed lawsuits that have destroyed the Ku Klux Klan. And that was, you know, some years ago. That's how SPLC got to be known. They've actually shut down these organizations that were violent hate groups like the KKK, white supremacists. But now what they've added instead are groups that they call right-wing. These would be conservative groups, pro-family Christian groups, that they just simply disagree with, that are not hate groups. They're not violence. They oppose violence, but the SPLC doesn't agree with them, and they're putting them in the same category. And yeah. now Mark Potok says, we want to destroy them, and they use the example of how they destroyed the KKK. Now yeah. they want to destroy them. So now when you're taking that same information, putting it on your website, and you're not doing some general overview of what's out there or different organizations, pros and cons, you're putting it on a website trying to financially harm, and you're also suggesting that people give you money to increase their premium membership with GuideStar. It's clearly commercial, and it's clearly intended to harm.
And it's not only financial harm, but remember, it also causes physical harm, as we witnessed with Floyd Corkins, who attempted the mass murder at Family Research yeah. Council. You know, one of the organizations, such as ours, that received this hate label. You know, so it can be disastrous.
This is dangerous business.
Exactly.
It is. And it is, well, here's the irony. It is actually rooted in hate. It's the hatred of Christianity. It's the hatred of Christ and biblical principles. And I think a great example of that kind of is illustrative of that and it encompasses that. Everyone's heard in the news, Matt, about these two FBI agents that were at the helm on the Trump so-called collusion investigation. And they're trying to create a, quote, insurance policy and sabotage President Trump. Just really treasonous kind of stuff, Page and Strzok. But listen to this hate. They're talking about pro-lifers and the March for Life here. Strzok says, blank marchers making traffic problems. And then FBI attorney Page says, yeah, some extremely offensive video screen set up in the front of the district. I truly hate these people. No support for the women who actually has to spend the rest of her life rearing this child. But we care about, quote, life. And then she calls them an expletive, blanks. And then FBI Strzok says, hey, I have an idea. Snow emergency. Cancel the permit. Here they are talking about trying to shut down the March for Life. But that is just encompasses where the true hate comes from, with an admission. I truly hate these people, meaning Christians and pro-lifers.
Yeah, and that's the irony of the left. The left has no tolerance for freedom of speech, has no tolerance for Christians and pro-life viewpoints. Here, this person who's at a very high level of the Federal Bureau of Investigation, the FBI, says, I truly hate these people, referring to peaceful pro-lifers. Now, these are the people, Matt, that you got unsolicited information from two different taxi drivers when you were in Washington, D.C. for the March for Life.
That's right. That's right. Because you'll remember that the very next day, they had the so-called Women's March. Well, they were telling us, first of all, that the pro-lifers were, I had two separate taxi drivers say, wow, the difference. The pro-lifers clean up after themselves. The women's marchers, they leave trash everywhere. The pro-lifers are kind and they tip really generously. The women's marchers are vile. They cuss. They have filthy mouths. They don't tip. They're rude. They're angry. And it shows the different spirits of these two movements. One is a spirit rooted in the celebration of life, where the Holy Spirit is present. The other is a spirit, well, it ain't the Holy Spirit, and it's a spirit that celebrates death. And we know who the author of death is, and it sure isn't God. He is the author of life.
Right. And you could even tell with the way they dressed, their costumes and that kind of thing, the total yeah. difference in the two different groups.
Yeah. And so what you have was unsolicited comments from two different taxi drivers who are not part of the culture wars, but they can just see the difference between the two different worldviews.
No, they were objective. They didn't take one side or the other. They were just kind of stating objectively fact.
But it's the left that wants to silence, the radical secularist left, anti-Christian, anti-God left, wants to silence those who are Christian, conservative, or pro-life. And that's the venue out of which this so-called hate group label is. It's an attempt to destroy. Stand with Liberty Counsel as we stand for truth, as we advance religious freedom, the sanctity of human life, and marriage in the family. We believe that all people are created in the image of God, and we hope that people could have civil, respectful dialogue. Support Liberty Counsel as we battle against this repression of our viewpoints. Go to Liberty Counsel's website, lc.org.
You've been listening to Faith and Freedom, brought to you by Liberty Counsel. We hope that we have motivated you to stand up for your faith, family, and freedom. Get informed and get involved today. Visit Liberty Counsel's website at lc.org, where you can obtain email alerts and other information to keep you informed and involved. You can also call us at 407-875-1776. Again, that phone number, 407-875-1776. Become an active partner of Liberty Counsel and make a difference in your community and across the nation.